Justin Timberlake, your winner, along with producer Porkchop, the dynamic duo with Can't Stop the Feeling.
You're really hating on JT now, huh? After the scandal.
Well, I mean, I don't hate JT. There's a lot of artists out there and people that I like that do whatever. I just try to make people not vote for him. I'll be honest. I mean, I like Justin Timberlake. I just don't like that song. But, hey, it's your Song of the Day winner. You know why it matters? Your vote, not mine. Tomorrow, what will we do? Well, it's a Wednesday. I don't know. I like food. Would you guys want to do like a day about like songs mentioning food maybe?
Sure. Yes.
Maybe just hungry. All right, tomorrow we'll do songs about food. If you have suggestion, DM us. We love them and we actually do a lot of them usually. Joe McKenzie on Instagram.
I think we already have the song that I want to play. Potato. I'll eat them all day.
All right, Pork Chop, can we get an update on Liv's position tomorrow morning?
Yeah, last.
Okay, thank you. That's what I thought it would be.
I don't know that one.
It's so good.
Oh, you'll hear it tomorrow, and you'll know why it's in last place. Hey, it is Joe McKenzie on Radio Now, and I want you to be honest with this. How long would you want to live? Like, you're born, and ideally you could live as long as you'd like to. It's your choice. What, like, would be the length? Also, too, I want to throw it in there, 833-563-2539. When would you want to live? Like, would you want to live now? Do you want to live like 100 years in the future? Do you want to live back in the day if there are like dinosaurs on the earth? Like, hey, it's a T-Rex, run! Like, where would you want to be around? So think about that one and noodle it. 17% of people, a recent survey that was done, said that they'd want to live forever. I don't think I'd want to live forever. Me, if I could make it to 100, I think I'd be cool with that. But that'd be pushing it. I'd have to be in good condition because if I'm 50 and I can't take care of myself, I'd like to be gone. Like if I need somebody to assist me medically to go to the bathroom and things, I don't want to be dependent on people that way.
Right. Mm.
So I guess that's my biggest thing. I mean, do you have a thing, Mackenzie?
I want to make it to triple digits.
To at least 100?
Cool. Yeah, I just want to make it to like 100.
Has anybody in your family ever made it that far?
My grandma Mickey made it to 93, which
that's
is a good
still,
life.
93 is incredible. I think when you get to like the 85 plus, it's amazing.
And it was pretty cool. Like till the end, she was like going like with her little lunch bunch and she would get her hair done every week, get her nails done, really took care of herself. It was so cute.
Yeah.
Lunch bunch.
They came lunch bunch every Wednesday.
Did they go into Pork Chop's restaurant? And he's like, hey, ladies, anybody here over 21?
Yeah. No, it was sad because grandma would tell me that people, like, her lunch bunch was starting to, like, die off. Because, like, when you're friends, isn't that sad when you're in your 90s? God. Like, your homies dropping like flies. So he started
sad.
Like 8 of them and then it was down to like 4.
I had dinner with Gail at 3 o'clock the other day and now she's dead. Oh no.
Sad.
Goodbye, Gail.
But I think that's right. Live it up. If there's anything we've learned from the tragic events of Sunday, it's just like, hey, tomorrow's promised to nobody. Live it up. Do you. Do those things you've always wanted to do.
So we got one person saying 100 years old. What about you, Liv the Web Girl? What would yours be?
120. I want to live until I'm 120. I've been saying this for years. I want to. I try to take care of my body so I can live long, so I can be healthy, so I can be, you know, 75, still chasing my grandkids, hopefully that I have one day, around the yard. I want to live till I'm 120, like, really badly. And my grandma lived to be, I think, 101. I think she was just shy of her 102nd birthday when she passed
away.
That
is so cool.
So, I'm hoping so.
What about
hoping for it.
What about you, Chops?
Joe, this is how long I want to live for.
I don't want to live forever.
Because I don't want to live forever, right? Because that would be like
so
a
how
long
time. Do you want to live?
Oh, let's see. How long do I want to live? I'll live till like I'm 94.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? My grandma, she's like 92, 93, and she still works at Walmart. And she drives,
oh.
And she is...
She still drives.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Still drives?
Dude.
No. We got to stop.
No. You don't understand.
I do. She's 90 and she's driving.
Dude. And when I say she works at Walmart, like, she is like on the speedy checkout, like cash register. Like, I swear on my life. She's, you know, the one where it says 20 or less express lane, usually the one where you got to go fast and people are in a hurry. That's the one she works at. And she works like 30 hours a week.
You know, my favorite thing, favorite thing to do is get advice from old people because they have lived it and they have these gems. And the best piece of advice I got when I was asking my grandma if you could change anything in your life, what would you have changed? And before she passed, she said, I would have stopped rushing. She's like, all my life, I was rushing here. I was rushing here as a mom. I was hurrying the kids. So she's like, I would have stopped to really enjoy it. And that really resonated with me. And I try to remind myself because I'm always on the go. And I'm like, just stop rushing.
That's good advice.
That's really good advice.
I'm just thinking now about Pork Chop's grandma. Like, she must have like an incredibly big, like, what does she swipe with, her right or left arm? Like, she's got to have some guns. Like, they must be huge.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Oh, I can do 20 items in 20 seconds. Do, 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 do.
Dude, she got, someone hit her in the little cart.
What?
Like 2 years ago. She broke her hip. She went back to work.
No, my gosh. When you're an old person, you break your hip. It's
what
almost
is her
like a
name?
Death sentence.
Kathleen.
Kathleen. Go, girl.
Get it. Swipe on, sister. McKenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Well, awkward moment over on The Bachelor and Kylie Jenner's shocking revelation.